It's the Voice of the Valley, KOVC, and streaming at newsdakota.com. I'm Joel Morgan, talking again with Nathan Hoots, head coach of Maple Valley Enderlin football. Last week, a trip to Hillsborough Central Valley, the number one team in the state, 43-8 the loss. But coach, the first half of that game, you guys hung tough with a very good Burroughs team.
Yeah, I was really impressed. We came out and I was very disappointed in how our warm-ups went. Everything was going really, really poorly, and then the opening kickoff took place, and our guys kind of snapped out of the funk that they had in warm-ups, and we played really, really well for one half of football. We came out and did what we set out to do, which was stop their option game, and we did so for one half of football, and we kind of sold out to do that, which obviously left holes in our running concepts to stop, but you know what? We told them that we had to stop the option, and that was what we did in the first half.
Second half, they come up with a big offensive explosion to come away with the win in that game. What would you factor into the changes that happened for the Burroughs to take over that game?
They went away from the option. They just started running leads at us, which, you know, we had our guys selling out, taking out the dive man as well as the pitch man in their option game, which leads us to some susceptible holes, you know, inside the tackles. So we took out the dive man, which led the running back to be the guy that really whooped us in the second half. And we put our defense in really tough situations in the second half, turning the ball over deep in our own territory. And the snowball hit us, and then it just kept on rolling and rolling and getting bigger and bigger. And we couldn't get out of the funk in that entire third quarter. It was one negative thing after another. You know, nothing could have went better in that first half except for red zone execution, and nothing could have went worse in the second half for us. So, you know, we knew that was going to happen. I think we just kind of poked the bear, and the bear got angry at halftime, and they came out and showed why they were ranked first in the state with that second half explosion.
With that loss, 43-8, you guys have now lost five games to start the season with just three games left. And chances of the playoffs obviously have been eliminated for you guys, but you still have a lot of competitors on this team, especially that group of seniors who are playing their last chance of high school football. How have they responded to the situation that your team is in right now with 3 weeks left?
They've been awesome to deal with. Every single day they come to work, their work ethic is the exact same, you know, yesterday at practice as it was on day one. Their goal right now is to win the next game, and they're not looking forward to next week or the week after. It's concentrating on this week, which really makes me proud, especially when it's homecoming week and the guys are distracted constantly between the hours of 8 and 3:30. But I told them at the beginning of the week, just give me your complete and utmost focus from 4 until the time we leave, and everything will go just fine. So I'm hoping that we can keep that intensity up for the next 2 days of practice and put on a good showing on Friday night.
With the fact that it's homecoming, you're back at home. Obviously, it hasn't been that long since you have played a home game. But do you feel that there's definitely maybe a lot of more positive reinforcement you get from a situation like that?
Oh, definitely. Our guys are excited to be able to play in Buffalo. It's the first time we've gotten to play there since the second week of last year. So it's been a while since we've gotten to play on that field, and it's looking beautiful, and the guys are excited to play in front of our home fans and hopefully give them a little bit of what we did that first half last week against Hillsborough all game this coming Friday.
You'll play against Mueller North Sargent, who started out the season with a few wins. They started showing up in the polls. They were starting out really well. They started hitting a tough spot in their schedule, and they've dropped a couple games. They're desperate for some wins. You guys are desperate for some wins. Who wants it more? Maybe something that's been discussed between you and the players.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we know that they're kind of fighting for their playoff lives with a couple losses in a row to Hillsborough and Kindred, just like ourselves. But you know, they played very, very well in both of those two games. You know, a competitive 29-8 game against Hillsborough a couple of weeks ago was very impressive. They got a real tough running back and a quarterback that can really sling it. So and their offensive defensive lines are as big as we'll see in this region. So we'll have our work cut out for us if we plan to get a win on Friday night here.
Finally, Coach, what would you say would be probably some of the big key things that are going to need to happen to get that first win?
We have to control the line of scrimmage. They run a five-man front on defense, and every one of those guys are big fellas. So if our offensive line can just hold their own and not get thrown backwards especially when we try to run the ball. If we can get the running game going, that opens up our passing game with Chance and our good receiving core. I like our chances if we can control the line of scrimmage when we are on offense. And then defensively, we have to be able to stop their run game. Their running back, T.J. Johnson, is about as good as we'll see in the region, because he is quick, but he is also a guy that will run someone over. So we got our work cut out for us slowing him down.
Nathan Hoots, head coach of Maple Valley Enderlin football, as they get set to play against Miller North Sargent here this week. Coach, thanks as always here. Good luck. Let's hopefully next week talk about that first win.
That sounds great. Thank you.